It is a fact.
Anyway.
Wow. Isn't that great? So guess what, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to the final round. Let me put Mike on hold. Let me see.
What a smart man that guy was.
It's amazing. He's on hold. Things.
Let's say hi to Matt from Woodbridge. Matt, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Are you ready to play Factor BS?
Yes,
it's fun, isn't it?
Oh, now, yeah. Can you tell he's just starting to get into it now? Yes, there's his music. All right. Here we go. Get three in a row, and you're going to go to the final round with two other people. Here we go, Matt. The Christmas classic, Miracle on 34th Street, was first released in the month of May.
Fact.
That's right.
Hey.
Is anyone going to get them wrong? I'm starting. I want to get one person wrong.
I know.
I want to hear the buzzer.
What we should do is.
But I'm pulling
lie.
For you, Matt. I really am. I mean that. Here's your second one. Women in Saudi Arabia.
Baby.
Aren't allowed to use. You see that thing where they had those women naked?
Yes.
All right. Women in. Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to read the same website.
I didn't see that.
Women in Saudi Arabia. And you don't drink red wine. Women in Saudi Arabia aren't allowed to use swimming pools under any circumstances.
Answer.
That's BS.
That is BS.
Wow. Huh.
They can swim with other women if they wear one-piece swimsuits and knee-length shorts, just like the outfit Rob wears
exactly.
when he swims.
And they have to have their heels shaved.
All right, Matt, you got one more chance here, and you will be going to the final round. And so far, right. everybody is playing a perfect game,
yeah.
which always makes it exciting. Here we go. Factor BS. If you were to be attacked by a shark, punching it in the face will only make it angrier.
That's BS.
That is BS.
I knew that.
That's an easy BS, too.
Is it? I wouldn't have known to punch a shark.
Well, I just read the guy about the shark attacks down there where you hit the shark. That's what you're supposed to do.
We should have told that to the Kintner boy.
A punch to the grill. This was no boating accident. A punch to the grill can stun a shark and give you a chance to escape. You can also try poking it in its eye. If you have the presence of mind to do that.
That's what Mo Howard would do.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you know, if you have the presence of mind to do that when a shark is attacking you.
Hold still.
Congratulations, Matt. You are the
Thank
second
you.
Person who is going to the final round.
Wow. Wonder if we'll get a third.
Or BS.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Suddenly we're not running late anymore.
Is are these supposed to be difficult?
This is the funnest game I've ever heard.
Okay, let's go here. All right, who do we have? We have
oh, doesn't matter.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Janice, have you noticed how unbelievably, stupidly easy this game is?
Yes, I have noticed.
You know, Rob was making, I know that these get sent to us, right? These
right.
are legitimate ones. And Rob's going to be penning a few himself.
Oh, good.
They're going to be a little more challenging
we'll change
for the
listeners.
Up. All right, now you get three in a row, and you will join Matt and Mike in the final round.
The winner's circle.
The big winner's circle. Are you ready, Janice?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. And I'm hoping, I'm thinking like my delivery maybe can be a little more,
seductive?
Know,
I think you're doing
no,
fine.
Not seductive. I'm trying to maybe confuse her a little bit.
Ah.
All right, let me try this. Zebras don't have teeth, just hard gum for chewing soft grass.
Well, I mean, you can't mumble.
What?
You can't mumble.
I was trying to, I'm just trying to level the playing field.
I understand.
All right, zebras don't have teeth, just hard gums for chewing soft grasses. Wrong! Jesus, she was wrong.
Now there's drama.
What a fool.
Man, I didn't think we'd get a wrong answer. Let me write that. Let me just check that one. Big check mark next to that one.
That was such a great moment.
Zebras do have teeth. Of course they do. They're like horses. They have teeth.
Janice.
Use your head. All right.
Bet Janice has teeth.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff from Spokane, Washington. How you doing today?
All right, how you doing?
You hear that, Janice? She missed one.
No kidding.
A little pressure on you right now, Jeff.
That's right.
But if you get three in a row, you're going to join our friends Matt and Mike in the final round. Here we go. The Chinese character for trouble shows two women under one roof.
That's BS.
That is BS.
Wow.
The Chinese language often combines two characters to form a new idea, like sun and moon to make bright. But combining the symbols...
Makes sense to me.
Like sun and moon to make bright.
Do they have a symbol for pedicure?
But combining the symbols for two women under a roof to spell trouble is just an internet legend.
That's right.
I actually started that. That's your first one. Ready for number two?
Good for you, bud.
In the 1500s, tobacco was prescribed to cure cancer.
That is fact.
You are correct. That is fact. You know, that is not an easy one.
No.
It was also thought that smoking would cure gonorrhea.
It worked for me.
Congratulations, Rob. All right, here we go.
Did you say it did not?
Yeah. I was stunned to hear that news.
All right. Here's your third one. You get this, you're going to go to the final round, and then I'm you know, I swear to God, I'm going to read them bad so you screw up.
Johnny mumbles.
All right. Some of the more obscure Boy Scout merit badges are...
I'm sorry, what?
Did you get that one?
Not quite.
You know, maybe if I was just to read part of the, you know, the factor BS.
Right.
You know, what if I... All right, here we go. See if you can get this one right, Jeff. Some. No, I'm kidding.
Not enough.
Some, make it a guessing
some
game.
Of the more obscure Boy Scout merit badges are awarded for nuclear science, bow hunting, and nunchuck skills.
BS.
That's right.
Really?
I'm so mad that it was so easy. Yes, you have gotten three in a row. You are now going to join Mike and Matt. Now, Rob, what do I do? Just press them all together here?
Joe's coming
actually,
over to
I can go actually right down the line, right?
And, yeah,
I mean,
you
if they
to,
get
keep
it,
pressing
then, then they go on hold again, and then we do
Where'd
it.
Where'd I get this nuclear
badge? Let's congratulate our finalists. They are all going to win at the very least $20 Tower Records gift cards. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. Yes, Ms. McBride.
Oh, my God.
What?
What's going to happen next?
Shut up. Get out.
She's helping, isn't she?
Get out. I thought it would be harder.
Hey, I'd like to give you a factor BS. Beth Ann is going to keep her job.
That's BS.
Okay.
That's BS. I think it'll work with a little polishing. All right, here we go. Let's go to Mike. Now, Mike, this is the final round, and they get much more difficult here.
Ah.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to read them in Spanish.
Yo hablo español.
Hey, okay, smart ass. Here we go. The American motto, E Pluribus Unum, came from an ancient recipe for salad dressing.
That's BS.
Wrong. So long, it is a fact. E pluribus unum means from many one, which is a good way to describe a salad dressing you get from lots of different ingredients.
Uh-huh.
So that's right. Is a fact. And stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold, Mike. You get a $20 Tower gift certificate. See, it's not that easy to play Factor BS.
I see now.
This is sudden death. Now, in the event that Mike gets this correct, we're going to go right down. Now, where did the other guy go?
Did he hang up?
We lost Jeff. Is Jeff calling back? See if you get Jeff on the line. If we don't get Jeff on the line and Matt gets it, he's going to be the big winner. All right, Matt, you heard what happened to Mike, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, here we go. Let me just check this
don't
one.
Don't make the same mistake.
Move over to this one.
Mike, what game are we playing?
We're playing Fact or BS.
Yes.
All right. Let me see. You know what I'm going to do? All I'm going to do what our team leader would do. He would look down here, and he wouldn't just take anyone.
He'd he'd skip stuff. Around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it up. Screw with him a little.
Take your time.
Okay. Factor BS is a Reg Grundy presentation. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS
All right,
stations.
Here we go. All right, I got it. Are you ready? Are you ready, Matt?
Reg Grundy?
Yes.
In the 1950s, live pigs and bears were used as crash test dummies.
Answer.
Answer, please.
We need an answer.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry, Matt.
It's on time alone.
It is a fact, yes. In the 1950s, bears and pigs were used as crash test dummies. Now, here's the problem. Jeff, we lost Jeff.
We just had him, and he dropped again.
We're getting him.
We're getting him on the
line?
We're
getting Jeff.
All right. Because if we don't get Jeff on the line...
We might have to go to a...
bonus round. It's a wild card round.
Wild cold card.
Oh, bonus wild card.
All right, let me give you one, Buzz, okay? Matt, I'm going to put you on hold. You get the gift card. Hold on a second. Matt's on hold. Uh-huh. Buzz, let me throw this one at
Let's
you.
Let's see how I do. I haven't gotten many of these answers.
If you look closely at a Major League Baseball, you can tell if the stitching was sewn by a left-handed or right-handed person.
That's BS.
You are correct. That is BS. Joe Camel, the notorious cigarette-smoking cartoon, was created by the French. 14 years before being used in American ads.
I'm going to say that's BS.
That is a fact.
Ah, see?
What do
I know?
Not all that. All right. 5 seconds for old Jeff. If we don't get Jeff, I'm going to go to a wild card and we're going to grab somebody. Fact or BS. Now you're in love with the reverb, aren't you?
Love the reverb.
Okay, do we have him? If we don't, we're going to go to another guy. We got him? Too late.
Too late.
Sorry about
buddy.
That bad phone.
Yeah,
all right?
Bad phone.
Dan in Baltimore. Can you hear me? Dan, are you there? All right, let's go to Andrea. Andrea, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Andrea, you are a participant in the wild card round.
Yay!
All you have to do
Yikes.
Is get one of these correct.
Oh, dear.
And if you get one correct, you are going to win the trip to Las Vegas on Independence Air. Are you ready, Andrea? Andrea? Can you hear me?
No.
Andrea, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you're killing me here. What are you doing?
My name's Joni. It's not Andrea.
Oh, well, just speak up and tell me that. I know. Sorry, Joni.
Just like a broad, isn't it?
Joni, all you have
to do. It's not my name.
You just have to know whether it's fact or BS, and you are going to win the trip. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Joni, fact or BS, cremation is illegal in Utah.
That is BS.
That is BS. You are winning your trip on Independence Air to Las Vegas. Cremation is illegal in Utah. That is BS. It is perfectly legal.
Good.
So congratulations. You, Joni, are going to go on Independence Air to anywhere you want. We suggest Las Vegas.
Do.
Independence Air. This summer, don't pay ridiculous gas prices and spend hours on the road. Go to FlyEye.com. Low fares, convenient schedules. Be sure to join the iClub with FlyEye.com. Flying is the new driving, don't you know? Independence Air. Go your own way. Joni, very good. You were very lucky that Jeff dropped off the line and you were going to Vegas. Congratulations. Very good. Yeah, thank you.
She seems excited.
Even though she had a toy phone. All right, I'm going to give you one more. You ready, Buzz?
Wouldn't it be fun to sit next to her on the flight?
Because of one of the more obscure ingredients, observant Hindus aren't allowed to eat fruity pebbles or cocoa pebbles.
I'm going to say that's BS.
That is BS. He plays the game. I'll give you one more, and it's our last one, Rob.
Cereal.
No U.S. vice president has ever been assassinated.
I'll say that's BS.
Fact. No vice president's ever been killed, and none of the presidents who were assassinated ever served as vice president.
Wow, that's fun.
Thank you all so much for playing Fact or BS.
Yeah.
Another screaming success.
Yeah, so Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. We have a Craig Wilson today. It is a worthwhile Craig Wilson.
Good.
We will get to that Craig Wilson as soon as possible after the break so Mr. Burbank can do his news. And we'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you know how I can tell that we're achieving a little bit of normalcy?
How?
Is when I look up at the phone screen and I see this kind of call. Hello, Wendy, you're on the air.
Hi,
Wendy.
Hi.
Wendy, what can we do for you?
I want to talk to Buzz.
You want to talk to Buzz.
Hello, Wendy.
He's right here. Yeah.
Well, I'm 30-something. I live in Wichita. But I was talking to my mom a few weeks ago, and I had just mentioned something about you guys being on vacation or whatever, and I mentioned Buzz's name, and I said, I think he was here, like, when I was a little kid. And she said,
when your mom was a little kid?
When I was a little kid.
When her great-grandmother was a small farm girl. Listen to this girl.
Yeah.
Listen to this lady.
Mom told her about when Buzz was on NBC Blue.
It's all about Buzz for you, Wendy, isn't it? It's all about Buzz. Yeah.
Actually, it really is all about Buzz.
Buzz with his... Of course it is. I know that. I won't take your lies. It's all about Buzz and his pewter shoes. His pewter mercury shoes.
Silvery.
I don't know how old Buzz is. But
well,
I'm
you know what he looks
something.
Like today? He looks like the delivery boy for FTD. Yeah, all you have to do is give him that winged hat.
So I'm talking about this, and my mom is saying, she says, well, I think he was on KLEO or KEYN or something like that.
Michael J. Elston, KLEO News, have a good day.
Yes, that was me.
Yeah. My goodness.
And she says, and she just stopped talking, and she was just silent.
All right, Wendy, get a mop. Hold on a second. What is it about Buzz, Wendy? Really what exactly
I
is it
I have no
Buzz?
Idea. She thinks
we don't
hot.
Either. Oh, Wendy, he loves it.
That's
I love
very
it.
Nice.
It's funny. Thank you, Wendy.
Wendy,
you
how
welcome.
Old's your mom?
Yeah, how old is your mom, Wendy?
Like 50-something. I don't know.
55? Yeah. So that's old enough to be Buzz's daughter. Very good. All right. Thank you, Wendy. And she's gone. Buzz, there it is.
That was very nice.
That is the first clue that, you know, you think, oh, things may be approaching normalcy.
That's good. That's comforting, bad. Really. For sure, me, especially.
To hear from one of Buzz's Bobby Soxers.
And another normal thing is we always like to do this on Wednesday. If it's worth it, we got a good one today. This is The Final Word with Craig Wilson. There's a cartoon in the paper that looks like we think he might have looked as a young man.
Yes.
Rules for crashers. Eat, drink, and be wary. Ooh. I want to make it perfectly clear right up front that I would never participate
in tree nuts.
No.
Hey.
I would never participate in such an activity. Ever. My mother would kill me if I did. But I've known people, and I won't mention names, who crash wedding receptions. At least they did in their younger days. I know, very bad form. I'm sure Miss Manners has a name for such behavior. Boorish, maybe. But they did. And as far as I can tell, they aren't the least bit sorry about it, even now. This happened years ago, in Syracuse, New York, at the Hotel Syracuse. In the ballroom.
Oh. Homo.
Spring of 68, 69, 70. Not that I was there, mind you, but I remember the stories well. I was thinking about these crashers the other day after I went to a preview of Wedding Crashers, which opens nationwide Friday. It's a Wilson plug. The title pretty much sums up the movie. A couple of hapless guys crash weddings to pick up chicks. Ugh. My college friends had more basic needs.
Oh.
Food and drink.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember them ever picking up chicks.
Really?
In fact, my pals would have thought that very dangerous, actually talking to guests. They always tried to avoid that.
Yes.
There are rules for successful wedding crashing, of course. Boy. First, you dress up in your Sunday best.
Of course.
A no-brainer. You want to blend in. You wear a clean shirt, maybe even ironed.
Oh.
Second, you wander the hotel hallways, looking for what might be the best grazing. Three receptions on the same afternoon qualifies as the trifecta of crashing.
Wonderful.
Third, past food is good.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Anything.
But hors d'oeuvres set out... Oh, thank God. But hors d'oeuvres set out on tables is better. No waiting for a waiter to make the rounds. And then, you leave. The whole premise, of course, is to get in, get fed, get a drink, get out, undetected. Smile, nod, smile, move on. I thought the movie a bit unrealistic. Because not only did these guys crash wedding receptions, boys, but they stayed on, sat down, ate dinner, played with the kids, flirted with all the women.
Boo.
Rarely did anyone ask who they were. They did say they were venture capitalists from New Hampshire and sons of some distant cousin or aunt. I think that's what they did, but still very dangerous. If asked, my friends would say they were college friends of the groom.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. College friends of the groom. Of course they were.
Homo.
In hopes the groom went to college.
Oh, God, I hope so.
What was it again, Cornell, Colgate? Canis Statisticus?
I don't even know what name of that is.
But you never wanted to get to that point of actually having a conversation other than lovely service. Or wasn't that flower girl adorable?
Oh, dear.
But only after a flower girl was actually spotted. Another key was to find out which side, bride or groom, the guest was on. Then claim you were from the other side of the aisle. I remember my friends telling me they didn't talk fast enough once. And before they knew it, they were out the door. The father of the bride ushering them out himself.
Wow.
I think there was twisting of some ears, if I'm not mistaken.
Homo.
They said they made the mistake of hanging around for a third drink at the open bar. Greed, everyone's downfall. That's anyway what they told me. And that's the way it is. Craig Wilson in The Final Word.
Final Word.
Right. We're just friends of the groom.
I wonder if Craig admired the ring bearer.
a very nice ring bearer.
None of his college mates tried to pick up girls.
We would never pick up chicks. No!
You think he's related to Owen Wilson?
But the one thing that... Third, fast food is good.
Yes.
That's the one that confuses me just a little bit. Why am I still talking about this?
I think we should put that on a T-shirt. Fast food?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hold on just a second. There we go.
Radio
Hello,
station.
You're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey,
Tom. Mike.
Oh, it's Tom Gavin. What a shame we got mysteriously disconnected.
I think this is right.
Tom, a little. Man, I don't know what happens to that phone when he calls in sometimes. Sometimes it just slips out of my hand.
It must have been a thunderstorm.
I know. Very strange.
So it is time for Buzz, yes?
Yes, it is. Time for Buzzy in the News on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh ho.
Buzzy, what do you have for us today?
I'm so glad you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the shocking new medical condition, cell phone elbow.
I think I have it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly
something's happening down there.
One man
found a
way to bring good news to his people.
Who was it?
Me. Mm-hmm. He made it up.
Ah, yes, he did. It's Buzz Burbank. Cell phone elbow, huh?
Cell phone elbow. A lot of people may have this.
Right. How do we treat this? I guess we'll find out.
Stick around.
All right. That's Buzz's tease, and we will be back with news and comment.
Stay
and Buzz
tuned
Burbank.
For news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Thank you very much, Robert.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
That's a new one.
That's a new tape. You'd like to hear that one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay, here.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
And that's for Wendy, absolutely. Before we get to Buzzy in the News, I do want to tell everybody what we said before about the wishes that everybody has been passing along, the condolences. We do appreciate it. All of us have had the opportunity to speak with Don. He is doing as well as he can do under the circumstances, and he also wanted to make it very clear that the arrangements made by the family are of a private nature, and we do hope that everyone will honor the privacy of the family during this very difficult time. If you wish to do anything in lieu of flowers, please make donations to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. That address is also on the DonandMikeWebsite.com. And cards and letters should be sent to the Source family here at WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. I probably won't say that again, but we do want you to honor the privacy
We thank you for that. And we want to remind people, too, to be sure and make the donation in the name of Frieda Wright Source so that it goes to the right account.
Absolutely. And now it's time for Buzz in the News. News and comment brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet for smokers, available now at fine retailers. What do you got for us today, Buzz?
Well, and maybe the biggest news of the day that Rob brought us earlier in the show, that Don has a timetable and is looking at coming back. So we're looking forward to that.
And applaud that.
As Rob said, sooner rather than later. So we're very pleased to hear that.
He's in our prayers.
Knew you would be too.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Now, today's news. Elbows, the part of your arm that bends. Turns out you're not supposed to keep them bent. Who knew? Vain publicity-seeking doctors are warning of a condition called cell phone elbow.
They're vain and publicity-seeking, but I swear to God that on my entire vacation, that is the one part of my body that has been hurting.
Yeah, you said to me that it could also be motorcycle elbow.
I think it is.
Well, now, which is it?
It's motorcycle elbow.
With me, it's tennis.
It's keeping it bent.
Yeah, you conditioned athlete. You.
I'm like Bill Tilden.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't always holding down the skirt, it wouldn't be...
Bill Tilden. What era did Bill Tilden play tennis in?
That's why it's funny. It's the 1920s.
Back when they were using catgut.
That's right.
Jesus.
Do you already have the cell phone elbow?
I don't know.
Here's how you find out. It's a numbness and tingling in the ring and small fingers, elbow pain, a burning pain along the forearm.
What kind of pain did you say?
A burning pain along the forearm, and hands so weak you can barely type hotbabes.com.
Oh, my.
Doctors say also that the overuse of Blackberries, iPods, and pocket organizers can make it difficult to button a shirt. Doctors recommend, here's what you do. Keep your wrist straight.
Mm-hmm.
Use a pillow to support your forearm.
You say it's a burning pain?
It could be a burning pain. Along the forearm.
I beg your pardon?
burning.
Thank you so much.
Buzz, it's the same deal. You just plot right in.
Yeah, I thought maybe the burning tape was coming
up. Yeah, it might be coming up. You just go ahead.
I didn't want to miss the burning tape.
Yeah, I know you did.
Doctors recommend keeping your wrist straight, use a pillow to support your forearms, and take a break from the device every hour.
How are you?
I'm well.
Fine. How are you?
Thank you, sir.
Can't hear a word you say.
It doesn't matter.
It goes on.
It does. Yeah. If your kid enjoys playing the violent but popular video game Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Is that going to make your elbow burn?
It could if you don't take a break every hour.
What you need is a pillow.
Use a pillow.
Where did you get that nickname?
Then, you don't want to know. Mm-hmm. Then he'll love the free download, your kid will, that gets the women in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas naked and busy.
Oh, that's
next
not right.
Question.
A media watchdog group has called this to our attention and called for an investigation.
Right.
They want to know if the game maker, Rockstar, knew about or even posted the downloadable modification in the game SimCopter, by the way. It also has an available download that let's players watch scantily clad male characters kiss each other.
That's not to be confused with the hijack. That's not to be confused with that game that I think you were talking about. The one where you get high, where you take the drugs. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I think we talked about that some months ago, but no, this is a different. These are different games entirely.
I have played the Grand Theft Auto game.
Do you like it?
Well, as an adult, I like it. I'm not sure I want my 10-year-old playing
it. Do you have Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
I do not have Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Get that one and then download the porn part of it. That's my advice to you.
I played that other game, Psy SimCopter.
You did? Psy SimCopter, where an educated consumer is our best customer.
It's fun.
A medication for people with Parkinson's disease is on shaky ground today.
Oh, that's bad.
I get it.
That's bad. You took your funny pill today.
It appears the drug can take a casual gambler and turn them, or a casual philanderer, and turn them into a compulsive madman.
Never a tremor of doubt in my body.
Have we even gotten to the burning part yet?
No, I'm sure.
Jesus.
We got this one cart, and it's full of the squire, and who knows when it'll happen.
Somewhere he'll mention the burning. Miraprex. Miraprex works against Parkinson's, but it's also being accused of triggering pathological behavior.
Turning you into a madman.
Well, I'll give you an example. One man lost $200,000 at the gambling tables in 6 months. When he stopped using this drug for Parkinson's, he stopped gambling.
I just want to make my macrame and take my drug.
Another man became obsessed with sex, going from once a week to four times a day.
Michael Elston as
Buzz. How long were you on that medication?
I'm wearing it now.
One of the finest men I've ever known. Of course he is.
Other patients have reported compulsive eating and drinking, so expect them to look into Miraprex.
No, that's the wrong tape. You got the wrong guy.
No, you got the wrong guy
for the compulsive eating. Remember the show?
And drinking.
It was at the beginning, the compulsive eater in the show. Remember that? No, it's me. It's my jingle. That's all. It's me. The
Michael.
Thank you, Rob.
That's
there it
all
is.
We needed.
Jesus, slap you.
Hey, all right,
go along. It's not going to be physical.
Was quivering and shaking.
Yes,
I was
not
too.
Burning, damn it.
I remember getting the Weekly Reader magazine when I was a kid. Maybe that explains the silvery shoes.
Weekly Reader would have been, in what year would that have come out?
Oh, geez, I don't know, like 1960?
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Maybe,
I don't remember
maybe,
it as
maybe
a kid.
Maybe the late 50s, right, I don't know. It was my Weekly Reader when I was a kid.
I thought it was the 1800s.
No, that was Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yes.
That's what Buzz wrote.
Anyway, Weekly Reader, been around forever. Mm-hmm. The editor of that kid's magazine, the current editor of that and other kids' magazines, got caught in an internet sting last week.
One of those kind?
The FBI says he claimed he'd had sex with a 15-year-old boy named Ronnie and worried that he might, quote, sound like Michael Jackson.
I'm wondering whatever happened to the old Spokane mayor. What happened to that? Is that guy still chugging along?
Jim West, I think he's still in place. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
All right, well, I'll
check on that.
Okay.
And then the FBI says Noel Neff of Norwalk, Connecticut, showed up at a mall expecting to meet a 14-year-old boy named Chris. Again, this is the editor of Weekly Reader magazine.
He used to work with a Neff.
Well,
we had a Neff on the
lorry, right?
Yeah, a traffic reporter named Neff.
Yeah. No relation, I'm sure.
Oh, the memories.
But Chris was just the fake name being used by the FBI agent who also went to the mall looking for Noel. Quoting a Weekly Reader spokeswoman, we are deeply troubled by this report.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about
Did you
Noel.
Ever get to the burning tape with Jack Ken Cook?
I was just wondering if you could describe the sensation that Noel had as burning. Would you say that?
It could be.
Yeah.
Ah, I was just playing the odds.
Were you thinking it was there?
It's the only thing that I saw.
All right, go keep going.
It's like the magic 8-ball. Okay, we need to talk about this lunatic Rick Santorum, the third most powerful Republican in the Republican Senate.
Oh, now you see what you're doing? You're editorializing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, don't worry. Is it burning?
He says the reason...
burning intensive desire.
That's right.
Thank you,
Zach.
Very good.
That was terrific.
All right, Rick Santorum in the Senate says the reason... reason for all the cases of sexual abuse of kids by priests in Boston is Boston is a liberal town. That's
this
the reason.
Burning, unquenchable desire.
I totally agree. I could not agree with it. It's the liberals' fault.
Senator Sanatorium says the city's sexual freedom and sexual
license. Now, that's
license...
not his name.
It's not?
No, it's not. You're doing that thing you do.
Check the card.
That we always talk about.
He says the city's sexual freedom and sexual license sets the stage in Boston.
Hello, Mr. Burbank. This is Carl Rove. That's a good one, Joe. This is Carl Rove, and I'd like your name. I'd like it spelled, and I'd like it capitalized. And then I'm going to put you on my list.
Quoting Crazy Man, the basic liberal attitude in that area has an impact on people's behavior. If you have a view that affirms alternative views of sexuality, that can lead to a lot of people taking it the wrong way.
Now wait a minute. Let's do this, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, everybody knows the whole thing about the Catholic Church and the Catholic priests and everything that they've done.
And it's occurred in many places.
And it's all over the country.
Right.
But the fact is, anybody that was sitting in Mass, in Catholic Mass, you want to talk about conservative.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
With the nuns, don't swallow the wafer, you're going to go to hell.
Exactly.
Come on!
In other words, when he mentions alternative views of sexuality, he's blaming Boston's tolerance of its large gay population for the behavior of priests who have to try to keep a vow of celibacy.
Well, aren't the priests maybe in some cases part of the gay population?
In some cases, apparently so.
Yes, see, you have to keep an open mind, Buzz.
And he blamed Johnny Damon, though.
Ah, Johnny Damon and his beard, which even I'm getting sick of now.
Santorum's the same guy who saw life in the eyes of Terry Schiavo, even though an autopsy proved him wrong.
Not as sick as I am of Bronson Arroyo, though, and his album, the pitcher for the Red Sox that has an album.
Now, have you heard this? This
I heard a cut.
Yesterday.
Yeah, when I was on vacation, I heard a cut, and that, to me, very bad. As a baseball fan, bad, bad, bad. Repeat to the World Series, bad. If you're making albums, bad. Wrong.
What's
you're
worse?
A Major League Baseball player. You've attained the best thing you can do in your sport. You're at the top of your game. Why do you need that? Why do you have to go and be a rock star? Pitch, damn it. Get your curveball working.
What's worse, doing an album or being with the Queer Eyes?
I didn't see that. I never got a chance to see that. But I know Karl Rove wouldn't like either one.
Put him on a list.
The Vatican, meanwhile, is asking the world's law enforcers to punish and counsel the guys who go to hookers. The Vatican says men who hire hookers are like modern-day slave owners when they turn to the world's oldest profession.
Mm-hmm.
But the church has a point about the slavery connection. Thousands of poor women are, in fact, imported and exported and sold for money by their evil owners.
Unlike a beautiful lady in Chicago.
To go wherever there's a demand.
See, now...
There's a demand now.
Here's a little background for you. A million years ago, we sent Dennis out to the Bunny Ranch.
A million years ago.
Prostitution is
and
legal.
And Dennis... Now I'm actually trying to picture Dennis as like a plant. Owner. And it kind of works.
It works. I can see him in the hat.
Sure.
Paying for the comfort of these women can, in some cases, feed that very real slave trade.
So the
Vatican believes we should...
That's back when Dennis worked on a cotton plantation.
The Vatican believes we should go after the guys who create the demand, the Johns. The church has offered to take in the gals who get put out of work by this. In the meantime, the Vatican still condemns the use of condoms, even to prevent the spread of AIDS.
And then Dennis would sit there and sip on a Nint Mulep.
One hand, one nart.
Okay, guys, welcome, please, to the locker room, Thin Sandar. Thin is a pretty 21-year-old Asian woman in Myanmar.
Oriental, as Rob would say.
Myanmar.
From the Orient.
She just became a pretty 21-year-old man. Went from being a woman to a man.
What's that have to do with the locker room?
Well, because she can now that she's a guy,
she can go into the locker room.
Really kind of a figure of speech.
I understand. You haven't spent a lot of time in locker rooms. What are you doing? Silver pewter shoes that are making you do that?
I've been in locker rooms.
Okay, I know you have.
Anyway, this woman changed at the age of 21, changed into a man, and she did it without surgery.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts so far, she just transformed. Doctors say, yes, Thin is a hermaphrodite.
Now, this would be the segment every day, and God bless Rob for helping me so much when Don is not here. When I will say something to Rob, like, what would that surgery sound like when she was having that surgery done? What do you think that would sound like, Rob?
She didn't have the surgery.
And Rob's tired, because he normally would, run back and get the sound effect of a sawing, you see.
If she had had, she didn't have surgery, but if she had had surgery.
This is what it would sound like. The Chinese lady talking. Thank you, Rob. See, we're just working it out. It's going to be fine in a few days. Thank you.
See, none of that, as it turned out, was necessary.
So she didn't even have the surgery.
It just happened. Exactly. The doctors say that upon reaching adulthood, she just changed from female to male. For Finn, it was a lifelong dream come true.
I'm going to... You go ahead, Buzz. I'm writing down a note for Rob.
Quoting him, on the morning of the full moon day of June 21st, I noticed my thing was not the same as before, and my breast disappeared. End
so
quote.
This happened naturally?
According to all accounts.
Really?
Yes, in Myanmar.
Has this ever happened before? Or?
Not that we know of.
What is Myanmar, a place?
It's an Asian country, a small Asian country. Yes. So now people are traveling from miles around to see the phenomenon, and quoting another woman in the village, if I was not married, then I, too, would want to become a man.
Now, wait a minute. Is this one of those places where it's so obscure, you know, that you'll see
that
it in the
weekly
world
news? There's no way you can
news?
Check out this story
right.
and see if I've made it up or I'm lying.
Hey, are you starting that finally?
No, it's the truth. Let's say that.
I'm not sure why this sound effect is playing, but we're getting there. We're really getting there. Go ahead, Buzz.
An expert in eating disorders may have her own problems.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologist Lisa Berzins, who does the radio and TV circuit talking about anorexia and bulimia, collapsed in a grocery store after apparently inhaling the nitrous oxide from 3 cans of whipped cream.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I happen to know you like these stories, don't you?
Lisa apparently frequently lectures on self-esteem.
You were a fan of ice cream sundaes at one point, weren't you?
Oh,
a lot of them.
Who doesn't like them?
You like desserts with whipped cream?
I do.
Did you buy it by the case at one point?
I enjoy the whipped cream.
It's good stuff.
What's not to like?
Back a while back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I like it cold. She must have... See, this lady, this lecturer on bulimia, and such, it must have hit her head on the way down because
right.
she was found bleeding in the dairy aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting her lawyer, these are only allegations. My client is innocent unless convicted. I have confidence there will be no conviction.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All right.
And I don't know whether you would know about this or maybe somebody has shared this information with
Perhaps
you.
Perhaps I've read about it.
You've read about what would be the effect if somebody was, what would happen to the normal person if, say, they were trying to make a sundae, squeezing out the whipped cream and accidentally inhaled that stuff? What does it do to you?
You'd get a little goofy. It's the other name for nitrous oxide is laughing gas.
Uh-huh.
It's the drug or the death.
Why are you stammering?
I don't know. Perhaps I need to relax.
Okay, Buzz.
It's the drug that dentists use.
There you go.
I read in a book once that if you take a whipped cream dispenser and hold it upright,
instead of pointing it down, as you normally would,
then you get some of that laughing gas.
I see.
The propellant.
And it might be so much fun that you could even have a party doing that.
There are people who have done that.
Ah, okay.
But in poor Lisa's case, she collapsed in the grocery aisle and was bleeding in the dairy aisle.
Very
don't
sorry
do
for
it
her.
There.
Sorry about that.
Oh, and those crazy liberals in Rockport, Massachusetts have gone and legalized alcohol. That's our story when we return.
Thank you, Buzzy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We will have at the end of the show information on where you can send your donations and also where you can send your cards and letters for the family of the sources and the Wright family going through this tragic week. We'll do that at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. Right now, Buzzy, what do you have for us?
The aforementioned liberals of Rockport, Massachusetts have, in fact, legalized alcohol. Now, from 1920 to 1933... from 1920 to 1933, liquor was outlawed across the country.
Ooh.
But the progressives in the Boston suburb of Rockport were ahead of their time. They banned booze in 1856, and it's been illegal ever since.
Hello!
Rockport, where? Rockport,
40 miles north of Boston. It's on the coast.
Is that where you buy your shoes?
Because I think it's Rockport, Maine. I think I've been there.
Well, no, this story is definitely about Massachusetts.
It's Massachusetts, Rockport.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, as far as I know.
I'm just trying to keep a little diary of all the places I've gotten loaded.
But Mike,
I understand.
In all honesty, would you have ever been to a place that had no alcohol?
No.
Okay, so it's not the same
thing. Certainly not after 12 noon.
I rest my case.
Right. And there you have it.
It was legal for 1 year in 1933 when alcohol was legalized nationwide again. But
here's a little tip. You know, sometimes it makes your food taste better.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Tony knows.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Booze was banned there again after neighbors complained about the overflow from the town bar because it had no indoor toilet.
Yeah. That's nice.
The first drink served yesterday was a glass of Grey Goose martini with a couple of pearl onions in it. I'll applaud for that.
You like that?
That's Gibson.
But it would be be less pearl onions and more olives.
Is it a Gibson or a gimlet?
It's a Gibson. A gimlet has sweetened lime juice.
Ah, I see.
Can you tell it's towards the end of the show? We're drawing martini glass.
I'll take one of each. Okay, now a story about man's inhumanity to man only with women. In Florida, during the evacuation, and this is about a woman, Rob. This story is all about her, so you'll like this. In Florida, during the evacuation for Hurricane Dennis on Saturday, a woman with a motorhome apparently cut ahead of about 60 other vehicles in a long line at a gas station. Another woman took issue with this and stood in front of the motorhome. The woman behind the wheel of the motorhome then drove into the woman who was on foot. A cop who was there on another call saw this and stepped in. The motorhome lady, who was in such a hurry, now faces up to 10 years in prison.
Good.
And a young woman in California was excited when she won a brand new Hummer, a Hummer H2, in a radio station contest.
She was excited.
But Shannon Castillo should...
Who wants a Hummer?
Yay!
Well, Shannon did, and she thought she won it. She should have looked at the calendar, however. She won the Hummer on April 1st, and it turned out to be a toy. An April Fool's gag from your Bakersfield badasses at KBDS.
Man, no, that's not retarded.
Here's what we got. You want to rent a brand new Hummer? It's fantastic. It's a toy car. Oh, tough luck, bitch. It's a toy car for you.
I get it, Lily.
How about that? Yes, sir. Breakfast flakes with you.
It's a lot of fun.
Got a fabulous toy Hummer for you right now. We're going to pretend it's real.
It's a lot of fun.
Shannon was really counting on a real $60,000 Hummer. She's now suing the radio station and the DJs. Chewy Boy and Dirty Sanchez.
Hey, Dirty Sanchez and Chewy Boy with you. You know, hey, she's suing us. What's the deal with that?
Shannon in the morning.
You know, it's kind of a suing thing.
Sanchez. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
She's doing the suing thing.
No, it's crazy.
Here's your toy Hummer. Don't sue me.
Her lawsuit was filed one day after a Kentucky woman sued a radio station over the 100 grand she won, which turned out to be a 100 grand candy bar.
That's a candy bar. It's got chocolate and caramel, some pieces of little rice. Krispies in there. It's not money, honey.
I sure hope you enjoy it. Here's Chingy.
You are SOL.
Now, I'm Chewy.
When you go to the Walmart to buy that new Willie Nelson CD, look for the one with the palm tree on the cover.
I was all about Walmart on my vacation.
Well, yeah.
That's the vacation place
it.
To shop.
That's wrong for you.
It's the only place that I could go up there.
That's
it's
right.
The only
they
place they had.
Scared everyone else out of town.
I actually have positive things to say about it. It was not a bad experience.
So when everyone said, let's go into town, you're just going to Walmart.
You're going to... Well, there's a Walmart outside town. It's the place where you get stuff.
Many parts of America, Walmart is now the town.
Do you buy groceries there, like one of those super Walmarts?
I bought groceries, and I bought a DVD player for $74.
I bet that was... The quality might surprise you.
Still working.
Their prices are insane.
Still working.
Video.
So, on this new Willie Nelson CD, there's a palm tree, I guess, because Willie's new album takes him down the reggae road in a departure from his usual country fare. No, wait. At other stores, it's not a palm tree on the cover. It's a marijuana leaf.
That's Willie.
So, I guess Walmart is the only store selling the one with the palm tree on the cover.
Willie Nelson.
It's a palm tree, don't you know?
Willie likes that stuff.
And there's something you should know about that DVD. DVD collection you're building so compulsively, the DVDs are fading away. The data recorded on them deteriorates over time, and in 20 years, those discs will be blank. Maybe sooner.
I tell you what else deteriorates them is when your son chews on them. You know...
Thumbs?
Thumbs. I swear to Christ.
He's strong.
He's ruined my Star Wars box set. And
you know what Rob says about his kids? You two can get Julia and Robert. Julia
right.
is very smart.
She is so smart.
Right, and Robert?
Is very strong.
Very strong.
And he's eating your DVDs?
No, he just chews on them. Uh-huh. He loves them. He loves Star Wars. He loves Spider-Man. He loves Batman.
I think of DVDs as indestructible. I really do.
Yeah, for a long time, I could wash them and get Thumbs as prints off
right.
them. But I looked, and there are literally teeth marks teeth in marks. Empire Strikes Back and Jedi.
Thumbs said hi to Joe a little earlier in the show.
Oh, I like that very much. Do you still have that handy? Because that's pretty cute.
Making him run around the studio like a chicken with his head cut off.
Anyway, the good news about these fading DVDs is scientists have just discovered how to make a DVD last forever.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
There's Thumbs right
there. Robert. The even better news is that scientists have figured out how to make a DVD store 10,000 times as much data as they do now.
Well, what's it matter? It's going to fade away.
Does it change the taste?
No, they've fixed that. In the future, they won't fade away.
So what if I bought one 2 years ago?
That 18 years or sooner, there will be nothing on it.
That sucks.
Isn't it? Doesn't it?
What DVD?
Well, I'm thinking Cool Hand Luke, for one.
That's one you want to keep.
You do.
But you see, if you bought like Beavis and Butthead to America, you're not going to care.
It's worthwhile.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Actually, you'll be glad for the weeding out.
Good.
Anyway, the scientists say this could benefit other technologies, including your phone and your iPod, this ability to store so much information in so little space.
Note to self, talk about iPods.
Yes, tomorrow. Must hear that.
I have an iPod story, too, that happened on the way to work.
Very exciting.
So we talk about that. Here's my son.
Hey, Joe.
That's Thumbs.
Eating a DVD.
In sports, the WWE is hearing from concerned viewers after last week's UPN SmackDown, in which there was a terrorist-like attack involving a group of Arab Americans and a beloved character named The Undertaker.
Hey, he's been on the show.
Yes, the show aired the same day as the attacks in London, and even though the network ran a disclaimer at the bottom of the screen, some people are offended. In the WWE tradition, however, they may just be pretending to be offended.
You think?
And finally, gentlemen, we have chosen the wrong profession, this radio thing. We could have been bank robbers if we'd known it was this easy.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, a guy pulls up to a drive-in teller lane and puts a stick-up note in the tube.
You made this up.
I did not.
Okay.
Tube comes back with the usual undisclosed amount of cash. Mm-hmm. The man drives away and gets away. The FBI is investigating.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's it. He got the money and left.
Oh, so he won.
Yeah.
The bad guy won.
He did.
He threw us a curveball.
Crook's not so stupid.
How about that?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. I do want to mention to everyone that if you would like to make a donation for the Right Source family, and Buzz, you have the information as far as what the donation name should be, Frieda Right Source.
Frieda Right Source.
And that's to the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. Cards and letters, and we appreciate them, and I know Don does too, should be sent here to the Source family, COWJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. That's it. We got to get out of here. Another show tomorrow. We will be back.
I have one more question, Buzz.
Go right ahead.
That DVD thing, is it even on the Mary Carey Interactive DVD?
Oh, God, I hope not.
We'll have to. I'll talk to you in 20 years, I guess.
All right. We will be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for everybody and all of your support. Our love, everybody here at the radio station. We still send that out to Don and his family. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Please.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.